The complaint alleges Carter violated campaign laws that prohibit state lawmakers from fundraising during the legislative session. At issue was a New York fundraiser held 3 days after the session ended that featured the gubernatorial candidate and his grandfather, former President Jimmy Carter. The complaint was filed by former Republican state lawmaker John Douglas, who says that even though the event took place after the legislature adjourned, fundraising must have been happening before.
It's difficult for me to understand how they could make all the arrangements necessary, how all the logistics, that sort of thing, for reception if they only had 2 days to put it together and get the invitations out.
The Carter campaign has said the fundraiser benefited the Georgia Democratic Party, not the campaign, and was therefore permitted within state law. Douglas, however, says the, quote, smoking gun is a line at the bottom of the invite that says, quote, paid for and authorized by Carter for Governor Incorporated.
That sort of shoots a hole in their contention that this was something for a number of other Democratic candidates as well.
Carter campaign spokesperson Brian Thomas called the complaint, quote, frivolous.
This is nothing but a pathetic and transparent attempt to deflect attention from the never-ending quagmire that Governor Deal finds himself in.
Thomas says if the complaint isn't withdrawn, the Carter campaign will file an ethics complaint against Governor Nathan Deal over an appearance he made at a fundraiser for the Republican Governors Association. Thomas says that event took place in the middle of the legislative session.
If there is any substance to the attack that they are putting out there, this is in violation of those same requirements.
Douglas says he has no plans to drop his complaint against Carter. A spokesperson for Deal's campaign says the complaint against Carter has merit and it doesn't plan to get involved. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.